Mr. Chair, I deliver this statement on behalf of CCFD, Terre Solidaire, Sitze, Miserio, KOO, DKA, Fastenopfer, Foxif, Brodelec Delen, Entrée des Fraternités, CAFOT, Troker, Commission Justice et Paix, Alboan and Marinol. We welcome the general principle underlined in Article 14.5 regarding trade and investment agreements. Provisions in this article are crucial to ensure that human rights and our planet are not sacrificed in the name of profit and that companies cannot exercise undue influence on states' capacity to protect and fulfill human rights. However, we still consider that the article is too vague as it does not specify how states should practically ensure that existing agreements do not violate human rights. In particular, the question of how a human rights approach might apply in the context of investor-state dispute settlement tribunals remains unaddressed. Such tribunals are unfairly biased toward corporate actors and a means for corporations to exercise undue influence on government's policies and undermine workers' rights and environmental protection. While independent international agreements establish ISDS, the LBI should ensure that such tribunals safeguard the primacy of human rights and the environment over trade and investment concerns. To specify better how state party shall ensure the primacy of human rights over trade and investment agreements, a few lines should be added at the end of Article 14.5, a reading as follows. Inter alia, by ensuring that members of a dispute settlement entity charged with interpreting and implementing these agreements have specialized knowledge in human rights law and by referring to the obligation under this LBI as well as other relevant human rights convention and instrument in the submission to such a dispute settlement entity. Mr. Chair, we also notice the same vagueness is reflected in Article 14.5b, referring to new trade and investment agreements. While the article mandates state parties to ensure that new agreements are compatible with the state's party human rights obligation under this LBR and its protocols, as well as other relevant human rights convention and instrument, it does not specify how such compatibility should be ensured. We therefore reiterate the need for comprehensive environmental and human rights impact assessments before the negotiation and signature of any new trade or investment agreement by the state parties. This is why we suggest adding at the end of 14.5b, and I quote, to ensure that compatibility of these agreements with state party human rights obligations shall state party shall, one, conduct human rights impact assessment of trade and investment agreement based on the UN guiding principle before and during the negotiation, before the ratification, and periodically after the entry into force of such agreement. And two, to include specific exception clauses in all new trade and investment agreements to allow state parties to fulfill their obligation under this LBR and its protocols, if any, as well as any other relevant human rights convention and instruments, with measures which would otherwise violate their obligation under their respective trade and investment agreement. Moreover, and finally, this LBR should require states to revise trade and investment agreements that can negatively impact human rights. To do so, we suggest adding a new letter C that would read as follows. All existing bilateral or multilateral agreements, including regional and sub-regional agreements on issues relevant to this LBR and its protocol, including trade and investment agreements, to be reviewed in light of the impact on states' party obligation under this LBR and its protocols, as well as other relevant human rights convention and instrument, and shall be revised if necessary.